Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you on Thursday morning, October 9, 2008. It is now 6:33 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Or email your comments to us at any time, comments@libertytalkradio.com. If you are listening to a rebroadcast, you can also phone in your questions to area code 918-919-0101. I encourage everyone to get in. Educated on economic issues, and I don't need to tell you what's going on in the market today. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. It's mytwocentsonline.com, and that two is a numeric two. He discusses economic issues, sort of in a macroeconomic point of view, very, very interesting, and how they affect you. Get prepared, folks. This ain't going to be pretty. Well, I also would like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good morning, everyone. This has been a very, very interesting week in that we've had a market meltdown. Isn't that interesting? And what was interesting, if you look at all of the indicators, they're all basically down. Everything from Hong Kong to the Shanghai to the DAX, the S&P 500, all of them, they're down substantially. I had a mutual fund at one time. It was called a Templeton Developing Markets Trust, and it's managed by Mark Mobius, a man that I have a tremendous amount of respect for, probably one of the best portfolio managers in the world. He travels in Southeast Asia constantly. He's constantly on a jet plane going from company to company, personally visits companies, and he's done a marvelous job through the years. And even his mutual fund, I think it was like $40 a share, it is now something like $16 a share. I mean, they all got hit. As they say, you know, the rising tide raises all boats. In this case, we have a lowering of all, we have a ebb, and we have all the boats sinking with it. Except if you look in one area, and it's not going to surprise you when I say this, you're probably expecting it, but when you look at the price of gold, and then all of a sudden the price of gold is going up and up and up. Now, it's not at its historic high levels of, I think, 1,030, but it's hovering around the $900 per ounce mark. There's also speculation, by the way, and I just heard this from a person that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. He's a financial guy and a friend of mine, who said that they are now investigating the COMEX because there's a possibility there's been some shenanigans going on. In other words, people have been selling gold and silver who don't possess gold and silver. And if that's the case, they have to ante up. If they have to ante up, they have to buy it on the open market. Folks, there is no gold and silver on the open market. There are very, very, very little if you can find it at all. That would mean that gold and silver would increase in value exponentially. Now, the only reason why I mention that is that that's a contrast between the precious metals, real money, and what is going on in this paper market of ours, this highly derivative market that's been a fool's game for a long, long time. And I've always been very suspicious. And I've been suspicious because I never really understood it. People explained it to me, and after they explained it to me, I say, oh, geez, that's nice. I followed you. I still don't understand it. I just assumed I was just so damn stupid. You know, I'm incapable of understanding something like that. Well, I don't think that's the case. I think what's the case is that no one really understands it, and it's really not really comprehensible. So that's where we are with that. I am very concerned that we will have an entire meltdown. There will be a day when somebody will say, I'm getting out. As bad as things are, and as much money as I have lost, I want out. I want to be the first one out the door. This building is burning down. And then we have a meltdown of the entire financial system. I think we're very close to that if things don't reverse. Now, am I spelling doom and gloom? Let me be honest with you. Yes, I am. You know, everyone says, well, I'm not a doom and gloomer. Well, that's stupid. I mean, if things are doom and gloom, say it. They're doom and gloom. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying that. Now, I just don't understand why we have a situation where we can't accept what is going on for what it is. Why we must say, I have a friend of mine who's always saying, you know, you've got to speak more positively. Well, you know, so what? So I say, oh, everything is fine. I think the Military Commissions Act is wonderful. I am so happy to be in this country where we have a president that's a monarch and rides roughshod over absolutely everything and destroys the Constitution. It makes me feel so good. Let's go for ice cream. You know, I'm not a fool. Come on. I mean, you know, I'm not that smart, but I'm not that foolish. Please. You know, I want to call it the way it is. I have a lot of fun in life. I'll be honest with you. That's why one of the reasons I do this program, because I have a lot of fun doing this program, and that makes me feel good. Now, am I angry half the time? No. I'm angry most of the time, because look what's going on, and I have fun doing that. I have fun talking about it. That doesn't mean I'm a negative person. If I'm a negative person, I wouldn't be getting up 5 o'clock, 5:30 every morning as a retired person when I can stay in bed until 12 o'clock if I want. You know, I got a lot of things to do. But I want to look at things exactly the way they are. Now, those people who have protected themselves by owning honest money, that means silver and gold. Remember, our money used to be silver and gold. Silver certificates, gold certificates, silver coins, gold coins. That was our currency. Those people who said, you know, I think there was something in those good old days of when they took silver and gold certificates and they put them in fence posts to hide the money from the banks because they didn't trust anybody. Remember that? Back in the 20s and 30s? Absolutely. And that's where we are reverting to right now. And quite frankly, I think it's an exciting time because maybe now we will revert back to real money and we can get our economy truly on track. A little wacky, sounds wacky, but I think that's the way it's going to go. Now, I wanted to, before we start on this debate, which I really don't want to talk about, but I feel compelled to do so. I'm compelled to do so because it took place. We have a radio program that we talk about issues, and the debate is about issues. And by ignoring the debate, I guess I'm abdicating my responsibility. That's the way I feel. Sorry about that. I did not comment on the vice president's debate because it was a silly debate. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. Although, let me be honest with you, and I know all of the gals out there are going to hate me for it. But, oh, we have a caller out here. Let's get this caller in first.
Hello, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, fine. Who's calling, please?
This is Dan Stewart from Indiana.
Dan Stewart from Indiana. Thank you so much for calling.
I have a show on Blog Talk Radio right on after yours, and I was so, so happy to know that there is a libertarian on right before me. That warms the cockles of my heart.
That's terrific.
I would have called in earlier, but this humble, impoverished libertarian serf has had to balance, scrape, and kiss the filthy behind of King George before I called in. It's mandated by law. But I want to share something with you. If you haven't seen it yet, the national debt is so big that the New York debt clock, the one that was made by Seymour Durst, the late Manhattan real estate developer, put up the debt clock that says,
oh, yes, right, yes.
And everything. Yeah, well, they've run out of digits on the clock.
Oh, that's terrific.
I know. It's 10 trillion now is what the 10.2 trillion or approximately $33,549. And it's the meter's running, folks.
Yeah. Well, I guess the clock stopped at 999 billion, right? Or something like that. Yeah, I guess $999,999,999,999 dollars and 99 cents. I guess that's the way it would go. Boy, I got that out of my mouth pretty well. If mathematically that's correct. Well, then tell us a little bit about their program for a second, okay? Because we have a few minutes on the air. Let's give you some air time, please.
Sure. Libertarian chat, basically. Well, they did say that they're going to add a couple digits, so that'll make it where the debt will go up to $250 billion. But my show, basically, is you call in, we talk about stuff, whatever's on your mind. I tend to debate with folks here of the left bent, you know, because I guess they get no joy from calling the conservative shows, if you want to call them conservative anymore. But I'll be preaching to the choir telling you about that. But basically just go on and about talking about what's on folks' minds. But we're getting more libertarian shows on the air and everything on Blog Talk Radio. It's not all left or all right and everything.
Right. Yeah,
and I think that this this whole deal with the hoodwinking, the national hoodwinking that's going on, I think it's a tiny blessing out of that, a tiny little kernel of corn that's fallen off the ear and everything and decided to get planted and sprout and everything. And that there are folks that are saying, look, this is enough. I even wrote an article for NolanChart.com.
Oh, hello. Uh-oh. I disconnected you. I'm sorry. Uh-oh. Hello. Are you there?
Thanks for Liberty. So it's very, very important to donate money and donate now.
Oh. Folks, I pressed the wrong button. I disconnected Dan, and I'm going to see if I can get Dan back on the air again. Okay. I guess I really goofed up this time. I just fouled up our entire system. I don't know how I did that, but I did it. But I will continue on. Dan, if you're listening to me, I apologize. I pressed the wrong button. And Dan, are you there? No, you're not there. And I cannot get into the system again for some reason. I'm going to try while I'm going to talk and do this at the same time. That's like me chewing gum, you know, walking and chewing gum at the same time. Okay, let's see if this works. Nope, it won't let me in. I have no idea why. I think I lost Blog Talk Radio altogether. Dan, I apologize for that. I have no idea how to get back in. I think I locked up my entire system, but we are streaming, so we will continue this. Folks, Dan, thank you very much for calling in, and I apologize once again for knocking you off the board. I am going to try to get us back on to Blog Talk Radio. And
I live where there's an underpass.
Dan, excuse me. Dan, may I interrupt you just for a moment, please?
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I'm sorry. I lost you for a moment, and I have no idea how I did that. So I think you've been talking to empty air for the past 30 seconds or 60 seconds, and I pressed the wrong button.
Okay.
I have three computers in front of me. I got 19 screens, and I have no idea what I'm doing. You know, I'm technically challenged, and here I am. So I'm awfully sorry. I'm sure people heard you, but I didn't hear you. So why don't you just continue on, and let me give you about 60 seconds more. I need to get on with the program, please, okay? Because I need to make my point.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you've got to say, too. Yeah, they've got a project going on just a few blocks from where I live at, where they rewarded the people for goofing up the job by giving them the chance to I suppose, either fix it or goof it up again. And it's just an overpass, you know, the a train overpass and stuff. And, you know, it was built about 6 inches too high. Trucks were getting stuck going on through the overpass. So that's what government is. It does not work. In late Harry Brown's words, government does not work. It will break your leg and hand you a crutch and say, see, without
us,
you wouldn't be able to walk, pal. You should be so, so grateful to you, to your government. You should bow down and kiss
that's
the nasty
behind. That's exactly what they want us to do, right?
I'm sorry?
That's exactly what they want us to do. I am agreeing with you.
Yeah, and just say no, people. Just say no, no, no. I will not put up with it. It's lame. It is stupid. It is ridiculous. It is anti-American. Just tell them that. And I love it when you get an angry Joe. I listened to one of your archive shows from the 28th, and man, it was great. I mean, it inspired me. it's okay to get angry, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Just how we direct that anger. And I'll let you go so you can get on with your show, and thank you so much for having me
right.
on.
Right. Dan...
I already marked you as a favorite, sir.
Thank you. Dan, give our listeners your website and your radio program again so they'll have it.
Okay. It's blogtalkradio.com/Dan-Stewart, D-A-N-S-T-E-W-A-R-D. Where I write my articles is for NolanChart.com. That's NolanChart.com /author, A-U-T-H-O-R, 677.html.
Okay.
You, click that on, and I'll try and leave something here on your website, a message there if anybody needs to go there, and I welcome all people. Any comments that you'd like to leave on my articles, I sure would appreciate it. And thanks again, Joe, for having me on, and thanks for being on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much,
Dan. The fresh air that they need here.
Same here. Thank you so much.
You,
appreciate
Bye.
It. Bye-bye. Good luck. Well, that was a pleasant surprise. A guy who has libertarian views and has a radio station. That's terrific. Well, what I wanted to say, also wanted to cover, well, thank you very much, Dan, but what I wanted to say is that people are angry, and this is something I started to talk about last Sunday, but I really never approached. Now, why are people so damn angry about this mortgage crisis, this financial malaise that we're going through? Well, they're angry because it's going on, And no one, absolutely no one's being held accountable for it. You know, we had one of the worst catastrophes here in the United States on September 11, 2001. Thousands of people were killed. You know, lots of unanswered questions. No one really knows what the heck went on. And the reason why people are angry is no one was convicted of anything. No one was fired for not doing their job. Most people were actually given new appointments within the government with big paychecks. This is the anger, folks. The anger is the fact that people don't want to see justice. And they see a government gone amok, something really hellaciously bad happens, and no one gets... There's no consequence. It's typical of government. There's never a consequence. Take the financial situation right now. Right? There were hundreds, if not thousands, of people who made billions of dollars on all of these financial shenanigans at the expense of our currency, at the expense of the taxpayer, at the expense of the security of the United States, and maybe even the world. And do we see people hanging, literally hanging on Wall Street? They should have poles, you know, embedded in the concrete, and there should be guys hanging by the neck, dead to the world. Now, if we had 40 or 50 guys like that hanging, rotting, and having the birds come down, picking out their heads, you know, and their bodies, we'd say, there's been justice done. And at least we say we got screwed, but we got back at them, those bastards. But no, we didn't do that. We sort of just said, well, we are going to refinance. You know, we're going to borrow the money from the stock. Now, here's the bad part. The cost of the administration for the bailout will be about 1% per year. Well, now the $700 billion is up to $900 billion, right? So... figure it's going to be about, all right, let's figure $900 billion. That means $9 billion a year is going to be expended. That's your money and my money, $9 billion a year. We think of that as chump change today, and we're going to take that money, and guess who we're going to give it to? Well, there's no one in the government who knows how to handle these securities, so they're going to hire the bums that got us in this mess. They're going to pay them to sort through these securities to get them working again. Well, wait a minute. These are the guys that we should be hanging on Wall Street. But no, we not only made them billionaires, we not only are going broke over it, but then we're going to pay them to sort of fix it. Now, I think about that drives me nuts. I think I'm going to blow a fuse. Folks, if you buy your radios or your computers, stand back because there may be an explosion any minute. Now, where the hell is the outrage? Now, going to the stupid debate, was that not the most boring, dumbest debate? After an hour, I told my wife, I cannot watch this anymore. They say nothing, they do nothing. I mean, they are criminal politicians. They are criminally negligent. Could you imagine? We got two people there who are criminals. They're clowns and criminals. And they're the worst politicians I've ever seen in my life. They're horrible. They're absolutely horrible. Both of them are bums. Both. And I have people, intelligent people saying, I'm voting for Obama because he's for change. He'll sort of, I mean, he's a socialist. He's a lying socialist. Here's a guy who's never accomplished basically anything outside the public arena. Instead of school, he did very well in school. Never done anything except he's been a successful politician. Right? Has done nothing when he was a politician. Not anything that protects our rights. But now this guy has the solution to every major problem we have. Now, could you imagine any one person having the solution to any one of the problems? Absolutely not. No one has the solution to any one of our problems. Other than, let's get the hell out, shut everything down, and let the people do it. Let the millions of people who are involved solve the problem. Let us solve our own problems. It'll work out. But that solution is never, never brought forward. What we say are things like this, and I have several pages. I'm not going to read them because what I wrote down is as boring as that stupid debate. And I'm going to have to watch a third debate because I have a radio program and I have to comment on the stupid debate and I hate the damn things. They talked about tax breaks, whatever that means, oversight. What the hell does oversight mean? Are they going to be watching me every minute? They're going to put cameras on my corner? Oversight. We already have oversight. We have government auditors. And no one ever gets blamed for anything. Nothing's ever done wrong. We have a government gone totally amok, bringing the entire world down on its knees financially, and no one did anything wrong. You know whose fault it is? Aunt B's fault. I mean, it's someone's fault. It must be my fault. I must have done something wrong. I bought the wrong loaf of bread. Screwed up the economy. And I love this when Obama says, it's time that we start thinking about the middle class. Well, I'll be honest with you, folks. I think about Sarah Palin, and it's not political. You know, come on, please, will you spare me? Do you think I sit around thinking about the middle class? First of all, I don't know who the hell he's talking about. I don't even know if I belong in the middle class anymore. And what the hell, thinking about it, what is that going to do? I can think all I want about something unless I do something, me, myself, I, not somebody relying on somebody else, nothing's going to get done. He knows that. I know that. And then McCain talks about energy independence. Why? Never answers the question. Reform. We need reform. Yes, and we've been reforming for about 150 years, and look where it got us. And he says, we have to do something about home values. Yeah, I have a suggestion. Let them tank. Let them tank, go to hell in a handbasket. And then, you know what I'll do? I'll go in and I'll buy one of those homes at really cheap prices. I'll move into it. Oh, I'll flip it. I'll start the economy in the housing market. But I'm not going to do it with the governments involved because then all of the prices are artificial. You can never solve the problems there. He wants to buy home loans. Where is it in the Constitution that the government buys home loans when people can't afford it? And these people who are in these homes didn't put a damn dollar down in the first place. They have nothing to lose. They've been paying cheap rent, interest-only mortgages. So they've been living high in the hog. So the ball game is over. Big deal. I had to pay my mortgage for 30 years. I had to suffer in jobs I hated only because I knew I had to pay my mortgage. Now it's their turn. Oh, and I love the part about the Treasury Secretary. I mean, who they would pick, you know, to replace, I think, the Treasury Secretary. And it says, it's a person people can identify with. Why the hell should someone identify with a Treasury Secretary? I don't identify with any of those clowns. I want someone competent. I want someone, you know what they should, and no one ever mentioned the word Constitution, liberty, freedom, inalienable rights once in that entire debate. But they had the solution to everything, which meant trashing the Constitution in every way, shape, and form. Folks, the problems that we have are exacerbated exponentially because of these criminals who are running for office. And the only one worth the damn is Sarah Palin because she's good looking. I know I'm going to get hell on that one. I know I'm going to get hell on that one. And I'm joking, obviously. You know? But I tell you, if I'm going to get shafted, I'd rather be looking at her. I mean, that woman doesn't know what she's saying. She scares the hell out of me. They all scare the hell out of me. And in the state of Oklahoma was so damn progressive here in this state, we don't even allow third-party candidates, you know, unless you've got, you know, unless you know you can win. What a backwoods country place this is. Unbelievable. Bunch of crooks in this. I mean, the crooks that are in the Oklahoma legislature. I mean, we got the best. If you want just, you want organized crime, come over here and go to our legislature. I tell you that. Okay, folks. I have no, you know, by the way, I have no idea what happened to Restore Republic Radio. Absolutely none. And I, at this point, I'm kind of frustrated. I think we may have broadcasted on their thing, but I have no idea. But I want to thank Dan for calling in this morning. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. Whatever happened to that? That's the free life, folks. Embrace it. The government is like training wheels. Boy, they take all the fun out of it, and then they control your ride. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal, the government hates competition." With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.